7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, that is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and I think we all know what that means. Well, I mean, unless this is, of course, your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, then you should probably know that 1930 is the time that we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee with vibrato. And my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and can you tell that I have absolutely nothing on the agenda today? But regular listeners, regular old-time committee members will not be afraid. They are perfectly well aware that, we often go agendaless. And yeah, this is one of those days. I am having one of those days. What kind of day am I having? I don't know. It's super wig out, freak out, diggly diddly doo day, because we've had a 40 degree temperature swing in 24 hours. Not kidding. Yesterday, it was negative 20 degrees. Today, it is positive 20 degrees. And of course, I am using the Fahrenheit scale because I live in America, the land of lots and lots of laws. Oh yeah, and freedom. Yeah, freedom. Really? We have freedom here? I'm watching YouTube and I see Russian guys walking around with their pet pumas and their pet cheetahs. Can I have a pet cheetah? No. Can I have a serval? No. I can't have Jack. Where's my freedom regardless? Fahrenheit means freedom, and it's like really warm today. So I had to do a bunch of stuff. A bunch of weird stuff came up, and I had to go to the store, and I'm happy about that. I got some food. I got some... Guess what I got? But before I tell you, I'll tell you all the other things I bought at the store, because I know that's one of your favorite things to hear. My shopping list. Today at the store, I purchased one bag of salad. I bought some tomato sauce. I bought a big chunk of pepperoni. And when I walked up to the deli counter, the guy recognized me and immediately said, "Hey, pepperoni." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "How much?" And I said, "This much." And I showed a distance between two fingers. And he gave me some pepperoni. Now I'm happy. So I also bought some waffles, because waffles and pepperoni go together like oil and vinegar. I don't know where I'm going with that. What else did I buy? I don't even remember where I was going with this. Suddenly my brain... I bought some more pasta. And I got some rice vinegar. And they still don't have my sweet and sour sauce. And I also bought some cider vinegar. And I bought mushrooms, and I bought a big fat onion. And why did I buy the mushrooms and the onion? Because guess what I'm having for lunch today? I'm having hamburger steaky. Gonna be so delicious. Oh, and speaking of delicious, whoa, I almost forgot. We gotta run up and get the tea. Because my tea got cold. I had to reheat it. It's on the stove right now. Oh, and who's sitting here on the steps? Yeah, brute to you too. You're brute and baby. A brute and baby. It's a kitty, brute and baby. Kitty lives in my house. Yeah. All right. So here's the tea in the reheating pot. Yes, hello. Are you want to go in the reheating pot? No, because we don't cook kitties around here.
We got to keep them warm, though. Somebody's been a cold kitty. Have you been cold kitty?
No comment. It is now time for the one-handed pour. Skill. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how can I achieve such wonderful tea skills as you have? And I will tell you, join my school of tea, Tobe's school of tea. How to drink tea, how to boil water, how to make tea. And what's that smell? Why does it smell weird down here? It smells like pine trees plus a little mint. So, you know, lots of terpenes. I don't know what the hell's going on. Where's my teacup? Here it is. It's in the other room. Okay, so do we need to grab any of the other stuff in here other than the teacup? Yeah, put the teacup in my teacup pocket. And we need this power supply, and we need... Oh, hello. I'm a Hello Kitty. Yes, we know you're Hello Kitty. I'm a Hello Kitty. Yeah, so you mentioned. I am fine. What would you like, Hello Kitty?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh, well, wouldn't we all like to buy a hamburger? But yeah, you're not getting any of mine. I got two hamburger patties waiting for me in my refrigerator. Oh, it's hamburger steak day, and I'm going to have a salad. So yummy. I almost bought some potatoes. Did I mention this? There I was, standing in the store, next to the onions, after buying my onion and looking at the potatoes, going, look at all these delicious-looking potatoes. And I thought, that's what I could have. I could have steak, by which I mean hamburger, with mushrooms and onions, and I could make a potato somehow. And there were so many different kinds of potatoes, little potatoes, big potatoes, potatoes in many different colors, and I thought, look at those little potatoes. Then it occurred to me, I have no idea how to cook a potato. Oh, you know, wait, when I say that, what I mean to say is, I know how to cook a potato. I mean, it's easy. You apply heat. That's how you cook anything. You apply heat over time, and then the food is cooked. And I can bake a potato. I know how to cut up potatoes and make French fries, but What kind of potatoes do I want? I don't know. So I stood there staring at potatoes, saying to myself, yeah, but, and then I didn't buy any. I did not buy any potatoes, but I was thinking that I would like to buy some potatoes, but then I thought,
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah, everybody wants a hamburger. Especially me. I'm the hamburger guy. What are we doing? Where are we with this tea? Right, here it is. Good tea. Yeah, Tobe, what kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, we're drinking Longjing, the new stuff. Oh, look at that. Yummy tea. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, drink more. Hot. Sometimes the tea is hot.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
And I spent a lot of time thinking about it last night, about how much I would like to buy a hamburger. But I also started thinking about other things last night, including, but not limited to, more weird things to interface with my synthesizer setup, my sort of modular system, but it's a boxed modular system. I need to point that out. This is a modular system made out of boxes. I don't want to attract any Eurorack enthusiasts. But as I was thinking about these things last night, I started thinking about my biofeedback monitor. Because, you know, I was watching that guy on YouTube who hooks his synths up to mushrooms. What an utterly Tobe thing to do. Is he Eurotobe? That guy might be Eurotobe. Think about it. He has synthesizers. He grows mushrooms. He hooks his synthesizers up to mushrooms. I wonder if he's ever hooked a synthesizer up to a marmot. I mean, I think that's my goal in life. To get some marmots and some synthesizers together. Does this mean that we have to put synthesizers in holes so that the Matis can... Regardless, I was thinking about this stuff last night, and I thought... how am I going to interface things to my synthemosizer? Well, we're going to have to build some stuff, obviously. Good thing I got my TTL cookbook by Don Lancaster. Needed this book when I was 9 years old, meaning I needed this last year. But I have it now, so I'm happy. So I'm going to make some stuff. But this, it's weird. It's like overkill. It's like weird Christmas for me again. We discussed weird Christmas a long time ago. But you might remember that I have weird anxiety issues, and I'm having it now. Because now that I have this book, I'm like a child. Like a little young Christian child who has awakened at before dawn on Christmas morning to race down and open all his presents, and he got so much great stuff that the kid can't figure out what to play with first. I have that anxiety. I have a book. Look at this damn book. It is full of pages, like many books are. Ooh, and accidentally I just flipped to one of my favorite numbers, page 327. So it's at least 327 pages long. Full of information and pinout diagrams and other kind of diagrams. Look, here's a diagram for a 7493. I don't even know what that is. 93. Hell if I know. Oh, look at this. Here's a divide by 7 circuit. Man, if we want to get really weird. Hell yeah, divide by 7. Oh, look. And here's the secret page on how to make a divide by zero counter from a 4016 being clocked. I just lost the plot. What the hell was I talking about before I picked up the damn book? Yeah, don't give me the book. Now there's so many things in there. I want to build everything. I got to stay focused. And why did I need to stay focused? What were we talking about? Tea is good. It's very delicious. And used to drink it. That's yummy. Oh, I remember. We have to build stuff for my synthesizer, and we have to build some kind of tobe interface. I need tobe to control voltage interface. And I've been trying to think of a way to do that. And I was thinking, okay, we need to get out the old biofeedback monitor. Yes, I have an old... I was going to say 70s vintage, but it's not 70s vintage. I think it's 80s vintage. It's early 80s vintage Radio Shack biofeedback monitor, the blue one. Okay, right? You know what I'm talking about? And I was thinking I got to pull that out last night so we can figure out how it works. What do we call that now? We don't call it galvanic skin response anymore. We refer to that electrical phenomenon something else now, but I don't know. Okay, that's it. Let's just get up and find it. Ugh. Of course, you realize this means we're probably going to have to go into the soft crafts room because for some reason I think it's in the soft crafts room, but we're going down into the basement first because it could be over here. It could be over here. In the box of stuff that's over here. So we walk around here. Here, look at all these damn electronic parts. Look at all these robot parts. Oh, look, here's some lights. Here's a box of stuff. And, oh, don't tell Publius. Last night I had a dream that I found that bag of coins that I was looking for. And when I woke up, I was disappointed. And the funny thing is in my dream... the bag of coins was down here in this box of miscellaneous electronic stuff, which doesn't make any sense, but nothing ever does. Ooh, here's a nice switch. It's a lighted rocker switch. Didn't know I had one. Okay, yeah, the biofeedback monitor does not appear to be in here, although I'm not really looking. all that intently. Oh, I got some cool stuff. Look at all this fun stuff. Ooh, here's a power supply. Wonder what this is for. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's one of my old universals. 3.5 volts or 1.5 volts. Yeah, that's not universal. That's only bi. What else do we got around here? Ooh, geez, look at this. I think my fireworks looking kind of depleted. My fireworks supply is going to need to be bolstered soon, possibly this summer. Okay, what are we doing down here? Let's just say you gotta do something with that solar panel too, but that thing is weird. But anywho, let's leave the basement. We're going to actually have to go up into the soft crafts room. Now, this is not necessarily a bad thing in and of itself, but this will attract the cat because she never gets to go into the soft crafts room, and she wants to get in there, but we can't have cats in there because we don't need cat hair. Yeah, I see you. Don't watch me. I'm going in here. Dun, dun, dun. Boom. Yep. Whew. Just barely made it in time. Pretty soon you're going to hear the sound of my cat going yang, yang, yang outside the door, wanting to come into the soft crafts room. All right. I'm looking around. I thought it was in this wooden bowl. It is not in this wooden bowl. Did I dream about the biofeedback monitor being in the wooden bowl? I got cool stuff in here, though. Oh, look. Here's a picture of Amber Rosenthal. What a cutie. And here's an old Hello Kitty toothbrush that I use for cleaning stuff. And I got a tuning fork and a bunch of empty matchboxes. No, these are not Strike Anywhere matches. They are just Strike On Box matchbox matches. What's in here? Scraps of cloth and trim and brocade. And oh, I see something. My brain was correct. It is up here, but it's in this box over here. I can see the pieces of wire that are the... Yes. And buried under here, here we have the biofeedback monitor and the... What is this? And the little finger pads. And there's something else tangled up with this. We'll figure it out later. My God, it's kind of hot in here. The temperature change. There's a golf ball in here. There's two golf balls in here. What a surprise. There's a part of a NASCAR body. Here's a very large capacitor. God, I hope that's discharged. That would about kill me. And, ooh, there's lots of fun stuff in here. There's a little switch in here. A wind-up cat toy. Some lovely ribbon. And a music box mechanism. Oh, yes, I remember this one. Somebody gave me this music box mechanism that was broken, and I thought, I'll probably do something with that sometime. And that's why it's in this box. All right. Let's grab the biofeedback monitor. Push the box back under there. Push this bin back under here. Push the wooden bowl. This is a beautiful wooden bowl. I bought it for, price tag, 50 cents from the thrift store, and I will eventually make a musical instrument out of it. Now, before we go on, I gotta put the microphone down. Oh, put it down next to these big bags of moss because I like to buy moss. I am now untangling some kind of what appears to be a chewed up pair of earbuds. Thanks, Pippa, because Pippa loves to chew on earbuds. Don't ask me why. And why is this? Okay, what I'm trying to do is untangle the earbuds from the sensors for the stupid biofeedback monitor. What the hell's going on here? What's the damn problem? Why is this so difficult? Don't I have a degree in topology that would allow me to do that? Oh, no, I don't have any degrees in anything. Well, I have 99 degrees of awesomeness because I have just succeeded. Yes. Okay. All right. We're going back downstairs, but we got to be careful because the cat's going to be sitting right outside the door here. No, blocked. Block. Kitty block. Kitty block. Oh, so sorry. Denied soft classroom. Go back to sleep because you're sleep baby mix sleepin'. Sleep baby is still standing in front of the door of the soft classroom. As we escape back down here, let me sit down. All right. Now what would you like to do?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Besides that, I know everybody wants a damn hamburger, but what I want to do is to pop this biofeedback monitor open, see if I left any batteries in it for the last 20 years or however long it's been since I've opened this thing up. No, there's no batteries in it. Oh my God, we're saved. Look at this. Okay. And if you're wondering which Radio Shack brand this is, this is, of course, Micronta. Yeah, Micronta. All right, it has an earphone jack. It has a jack, a sub-mini jack for the sensors. It's got a pot with a switch. Click on, click off. The sensitivity potentiometer. Ooh, look at this speaker. Oh, wow, it's Siukao brand, 8 ohms at 2 1/4 something. Oh, that must be the size. 2 1/4 inches. Was that 25 watts? It can't be. It must be quarter watt. And look what we got here. It's the little sensor jack is crappy, and it's normalized, and we could get something off that if we wanted to. What is this circuit? Well, I see a couple of transistors. I see 3 transistors. So we've got probably, I don't know, some push-pull going on here. We've got a big fat cap. We've got a couple more electrolytic caps. We've got a transformer in here. What the hell is going on? Nobody even knows. Now, the big question is, does it work? Well, we're going to find out. Luckily, we have a 9-volt battery right here. So let's plug in the battery. Click. Let's plug in the finger sensor thingies, which we then have to Velcro around our fingertips. Ooh, what sexy medical technology from the 80s. Wow, Velcro. Velcro is high tech. Velcro. All right. Let's get that on there better. Boom. Okay, so now I'm holding the microphone in one hand and I've got these things on my fingers on the other hand. How in the hell are we going to turn this on? I guess we do it with my thumb. It works. Oh, it's so clicky. Sensitivity, huh? Oh. Sounds like an angry murder hornet. Angry murder hornets are gonna kill me. Oh, the angry murder hornets. Oh man, we're gonna get murdered by angry murder hornets. All right, so let's just set it somewhere so we can hear it. And now, if I put more pressure on this sensor, I can vary the tone. Which seems to imply that, I don't know, we can hook it up to other stuff. But we have to have both of them on me. Just one won't do it. How does this work? What kind of magic is this? Wow, this is such high tech. Arthur C. Clarke was right. I cannot differentiate between this magic and science. Okay, turn this damn thing off. These murder hornets are trying to corrupt my 9-volt batteries, so I can't use them for little synthesizers. Okay, take the stupid little thing out. All right. I just broke it. I just tried to pull the sensor plug out, and I took the entire jack off of the little post it was on. It's still good, right? Yeah, I didn't break the wires, so... But now I can't unplug it. What the hell's going on here? Okay, got it. So I'm trying to figure out how this little sensor thingy works. Is it... God damn it, and of course it has to be a sub-mini plug. Obviously, if we're going to adapt this, the first thing we do is we put a different jack on it. But I don't have any jacks. Ooh, I gotta place an order. I have to order things, and I hate ordering things because it takes 600 years. It's not like you can go to the store and say, hey, can you get me half a dozen of these jacks? Sure, give me a second. The guy goes in the back. He comes back 15 or 20 seconds later. Here's your jacks. No, nowadays you have to go online to some website that is optimized for some other computer and operating system and web browser that nobody has ever used ever. You then have to spend 600 hours scrolling through giant lists of things trying to find the damn parts that you need, and you're always going to order the wrong ones anyway. Then you order them and they take 55 days to get here. Oh, I shipped it overnight. We have Amazon Prime. Shut up and just give me some damn parts. All I want to do is buy something. I don't want to spend 4 hours on the web. This isn't 1993. I don't think the web is the coolest high-tech thing that I've ever seen before. Ha la la. Regardless, stop ranting, Tobe. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what's your problem? What the hell is your problem today? Well, I'll tell you what my problem is. I only want one thing.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Seriously. I'm a very simple man with extraordinarily complex tastes. Yeah, but wait, I just thought something else. We need to... All right, let's hook this back up. Put the battery back into the biofeedback monitor. Plug the sensors back in. And now what we're going to do is we're going to take this conveniently placed damp sponge. And we're going to... What are we going to do, Tobe? We are going to touch the sensors to the wet sponge to see if we get a response. Okay, gotta put the microphone down for this. And we'll put it right here by the speaker so you can hear the action. I'm picking up the sensors and I'm moving them towards the sponge. One is touching and here comes the second. Oh, it works. Oh, and Pippa has arrived. Pippa's wondering what that crazy sound is. But what we have just realized is that we can probably drop these leads into water, and they can be some kind of water-resistant sensor. It means we can hook these leads up to other living things, like Tobes, like mushrooms, and like cats. You want to be a kitty synthesizer? I'm going to hook you up to the synthesizer and sell you to Eurorack enthusiasts. Yeah, you can buy my new Eurorack module. It's called My Cat. And it comes in modular form. Don't worry. Where are you going? Oh, don't run away. I'm not going to sell you to any fifth columnist Eurorack enthusiast. Man, now my cat's all wigged out. Why are you so wigged out?
I would like to buy a
hamburger. Yeah. We all want to buy the damn hamburger, but what we need to do is tell the people that they've been listening to the Dubious I Would Like to Buy a Hamburger Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in every day, blah, blah, blah. I gotta go, but I'm gonna try to hook this up to my synth. Tune in tomorrow, maybe we'll gab something.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.